guys, try not to disappoint me today.
Wow.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's almost time for What's On Your Mind.
Felt unneeded.
Well, first, I just want to give a real quick birthday shout out to my good friend, Shia LaBeouf. Hey. It's his birthday.
That's
the thing. I don't want you guys to disappoint because I know that he's a big listener to our show.
That makes sense.
He needs us to help him get through his day.
Totally.
Oh, you know, sober people tend to not listen to our show, so it makes sense that Shia is listening.
So I really don't want to let Shia down like he let us down in that Indiana Jones movie. Okay?
Oh, dude, that was bad. I love everything he's done except for that film right there.
Well, I'm just saying, today, just remember... D-I-F-S. Do it for Shia.
Oh.
All right?
Couldn't figure it out either.
And Shia's favorite segment on our show is What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Starting with Brooke, tell Shia what's been on your mind.
Well, I'm a happily married woman, and I don't get dudes sliding into my DMs, okay? And I'm fine with that. That is cool.
Are you fine with it? Because that's what a lot of people say. I'm fine with it.
No.
I'm fine with being ignored all the time.
No, I'm not being ignored. Okay. I actually like it. But now I think I've been tricked. So it started because he started sending me unsolicited barbecue pictures. Like,
ooh, that would get me
a
too,
video
dude.
Of his barbecue, cool. Pictures of the meat he cooks, him holding a beer in front of the barbecue, like on and on. So I started replying, like, cool. I didn't know what that was about. Like, cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Looks like good food. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, there's more steak. Nice,
that's
buddy.
A lot of pictures.
Awesome. But then the last thing he wrote was that he wants me to put accidental boob pics on my Snapchat. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where did this go? Why can't a dude just send a barbecue pic without asking for boob shots?
Well, he sent you a picture of his chicken drumstick, so now he's looking to see some chicken breasts.
I mean, going back, I'm like, did I ask for this somehow? I don't know.
No, we're men, so this is what happens. You are being nice back, aka you're hitting on him. No, this is how we take it.
Yes.
I mean, this is some innocent baked beans right here.
You don't reply to these people.
If you engage with a man at any point in your life, then you are giving him a green light to send weird stuff to you.
He's not even in the pictures. It's just barbecue.
No, you're saying show me your...
Okay, so I can never be nice. You this talk now. You've tried to parent me, and here I am concerned about yourself, Brooke.
Walk me through it, Alexis.
Men don't want to be our friends, Brooke.
Look at that.
Alexis is like literally the most knowledgeable person about this.
Jose, tell us what's been on your mind lately.
Well, we're already on the subject. What's on my mind, for the first time ever the other day on Snapchat, I was asked to send a woman feet pics.
What?
Of your feet?
Of my gross, hairy, overgrown nail feet.
He's got the hairiest toes.
They're
you guys.
Nasty.
He wears flip-flops all the time.
Is this a person that you've been talking with before?
No.
Or this is just totally random?
So this is a random fan on Snapchat. Add me, Hilarious Jose.
What?
She literally was like, oh, hey, sexy. And I'm like, hey, somebody called me sexy. So I'm like, hi. And then it's like, I have a feet thing. And I'm like,
what? What woman has a man feet thing?
I didn't know it existed either, Brooke.
To see those?
I mean, know. They're not attractive.
Oh, no.
So I sent her my feet pics.
You did it for free?
Wow. Yeah, for free, too, right? Here's the problem. Now she won't message me back.
That's because those are nasty-ass feet. Look at your one toe. Your toenail is longer than any of my fingernails.
Yeah, this one's getting out of hand.
It looks like you have, like, fake toenails on top
Gross.
Of it.
So anyway, if you're listening, I still have feet. If you want pictures of them.
Or if somebody has a person that's been stalking you online and you want them to leave you alone, hit up Jose and he'll send them a picture of his feet.
Yeah, I'm the unwanted.
Brooke, get that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll work with you, Brooke.
All right, sweet.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
Yeah, so something really exciting happened to me yesterday. I won a football bet.
Okay.
Hey, congrats.
Thank you. Even better than that, I was just at work and I kind of pick like teams to bandwagon off of, like depending on the day.
Okay.
So I was like bragging about a team yesterday, and a guy, a coworker, challenged me to a bet, and I don't even know who they were playing, and I just was like, yeah, $20 that they'll win. So I go to work, I work a shift, I get off, and I look at my phone, I Google the score, and they won.
Yes!
I was like, yes!
I'm
a sports bettor. Oh, okay. And it was the greatest feeling ever.
Oh no.
So
you're a gambling addict now?
No, I'm I'm a professional sports bettor.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
come on. I actually am going to put all my money into whatever she says.
All right. Okay, well, congratulations.
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, everyone.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
As you guys know, spoken about this a few times, I live out of the main city, but it's not like I'm on a farm or anything like that. Like, it's still a suburban neighborhood. There's right. houses around me. But recently, one of my neighbors made a horrible decision, and they decided to get a rooster.
No, that's... Aww. Can you do that?
I don't think
if it's a suburban neighborhood.
I don't think it's allowed.
No.
But this rooster crows all day long.
No.
Every 20 minutes, I'll be like in the middle of watching an episode of Real Housewives of Potomac, and just as we get to the good part, it's like. And I'm like, great, I missed what Monique said. Now I have to rewind. It's horrible.
Oh, no. I gotta tell you, I had a friend who had chickens in the city, and she hatched some. We found out one was a rooster, and so we ate it.
Ooh, whoa!
I mean,
I was really twisted.
She could come over and take care of your rooster problem.
Did you tell the person first, Brooke, or did you?
It was hers.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my God!
I'm just saying, there's solutions. God.
Well, this neighbor doesn't have any hens, like no female chickens, so there's zero practical
What's
reason.
What's the point of having a rooster?
I don't. It's just whatever it is. It's totally obnoxious, and I need to do something. So I don't know if I should call the city and report them.
No,
I'm not going to eat it.
Well, kill it.
I'm not going to go over there and fry it up.
I could DM my barbecue guy, and we could go to town.
Actually, that's not a terrible idea.
If you eat meat, that's where it comes
from,
Alexis.
Just take it to the wild somewhere.
The wild? The chickens just living
release it out into the forest? I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know.
But wild roosters roam in the forest.
I don't know where they come from.
They don't just come from the forest.
They're like domesticated now. You can't just like...
Anyway.
Yeah, go send them out with the wild cows.
You ask for advice, Jeff.
I mean, yeah. Text in 75-92. What should I do about this damn rooster? Because if I miss another episode of Shaw's of Sunset, I'm going to freak out.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Don't freak out.
So text in to 78592. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately. Positive or negative. You can get it off your chest. We'll read your text coming up right after this.